My father had to spend his final day of 2006 in the hospital again, assailed by a waterfall of fluids within, maybe a flu. He was dejected and down on the phone as he mused about some morphine, maybe one Valium to cure the hospital blues, as he spends another night in the antiseptic airs he cannot decipher from the regular world air outside his medical bubble. And I feel bad for my father as he waits for another decision, as he remains indecisive while watching the decisions on the world over that lonely old television set in the corner of the room that used to trumpet images of triumph into his eyeballs when he was once vigorous, young, unable to comprehend the depth of hospital sense. As I lay the phone down and look out of the front window as some new falling snow comes down.